Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. I'm so excited and honored to be here with you today. So, as always, on the show, I will be taking callers, answering questions, and or helping you connect with loved ones on the other side. I know that in my description, I use the term psychic medium, and a lot of people use the term psychic, but I think that covers a really broad spectrum, and people have, you know, from TV and a lot of other things, a really unidentified, I don't even know what the word is, but their understanding of what a psychic is or what they do is completely, you know, goes from one end of the spectrum to the other. Some people think a psychic can read your mind, which that's, I don't think that's what psychics ever do. Maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. But the way I would describe me best is by not even by a title. I really don't like titles, but you need one to let people know what you do. But when people ask me questions, when they talk to me, I have information that comes through me for you. Sometimes I hear the words. But most of the time it just comes directly through me and kind of out of my mouth. A lot of times I don't even know what I'm going to say, and I'm just as surprised at what I say as you are. Now, some people call that channeling, and I guess that would be a really good term for what I do. And if that's the true definition. But I also can help you connect with loved ones on the other side. So if you're talking, if you give me the name and the relationship to the loved one, and the reason for the relationship is I have 4 people in my family named Mike, a brother, an uncle, a cousin, and a grandfather, all named Mike. So which, when you say Mike, which one are you tapping into? And I can tap into people that are still in their physical body as well as people out of their physical body. So that can sometimes, if you just give me a name, it will be whoever's going to pop in first is going to pop in first. Now, I do want to say a lot of people, before they come to see me, and I don't know why they do this, I have TV shows on my website. I have radio shows on my website. So if you want to know the way I work, go to my website, listen to my past radio shows, watch my past TV shows. But they research how to go to a psychic medium. And one of the first things that it says, I guess, because people have come in and said, I looked it up and they said, you're not supposed to do this. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I'm not a mind reader. We have to start someplace. But one of the first things it says is, don't give them any information or ask them any questions. And here's my thing. That's not the way I work. If throughout the session, when you come to see me, you don't get what you're wanting, okay, I won't charge you. That's who I am and that's how I work. But if you're going to come into my office or call me on the phone and sit there silent, I'm going to have a problem with that, because part of a psychic, part of a medium, part of a channel, whatever we are, we're getting into your energy and we are picking up what you want us to give you. And if you shut down, seriously, if you shut down and you're closed off, it's going to make it really difficult for us to get that information. Now, yeah, on TV, everybody says, well, Teresa Caputo, do you know how many hours of footage they shoot to get those few moments of her getting that information? She's always seeing old people. Not saying she's wrong. I would never, ever discredit another person. Never, ever, ever. I believe she's very legitimate. But they're showing you the highlights of that. And even when she says, I see an older person or I see this person, she's getting a confirmation back on that. Okay? So just whether you have an appointment with me or anyone else, go easy on us. We're human. And we're not mind readers. And even if we were, if you're shut down, we're not able to read your mind. And I would think, somebody coming into my office or calling me on the phone, I would think that they already believe in this and they're really looking for help and they're really looking for answers. I mean, you're laying down money. So whether you're going to me or somebody else, you know, make it easy on us. Don't give us such a hard time. Don't be so researching what you should and shouldn't do in an office, because within 10 minutes, you're going to know if this person, within 5 minutes, you should know if this person is legitimate or not. I had a couple come in yesterday. He had recently lost his father, and the information I was getting was boom, boom, boom. It's not like you think. Whatever they're showing on TV, it's, first of all, everybody reads differently. Everybody gets information differently, okay? Second, some people might see full-on figures, but some people might see bits and pieces. For me, I see some people, I hear some people, I sense some people. I don't get all of it all the time either. I get a great deal of it, and I can answer any question just about that. I don't think I've ever had a question that I couldn't answer. Well, there was one question I wouldn't answer. But I've always been able to answer questions, even if it has taken me a bit of time. But you have to be open and receptive to the person you're sitting in front of giving you that answer. You can't be guarded, because we're all energy, and if you're stopping that energy flow, it's just going to take longer and it's going to make it more difficult for us. So just saying, whether it's me or somebody else you're with, but the people who came in yesterday, everything, because they knew me. First of all, they've known me, they've been to me before, and they know they know the information that comes through me, and they were very open, and everything I got was just so spot on for them, just spot on. And they were able to get like the most heartfelt, best reading because of that. So if you, and that's another thing. If you're going to somebody and you want this reading to be good, be open to letting them read you. Now, I'm not saying walk in and say, my, you know, father was 82 and he died of this. No, you shouldn't have to do all of that. But you should at least be able to give the name and the relationship to you and confirm. If the person is nailing it, if they're getting the details, say, yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that's correct. Don't sit and stare at them stoically like, I don't know, maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. And for me personally, other people, they don't mind if the room is full of spirits. For me personally, that overwhelms me. So I always tell people, listen, don't ask me who's around you, because here's what inevitably happens. All of these people will walk in. People you know, people you don't know, they will all walk in, and they will start talking because they can, and they're there, and they have an ear. And what I'm telling you right now, when you go for a reading, have a list of people you want to connect with, and any questions you might have for those people. Now, not what's their favorite color, or what outfit were they wearing on a certain day, or that's, for me, that's like, really, like, ask what you really want to know, and let your reader do the best they can for you, okay? And anybody who's been to me, they know how I work and what comes through. And even if you're asking questions about your future, even if you don't believe me, like I had one woman who came in, she got a reading and she said, thank you. And she walked out and she called a friend and said, yeah, I don't think this person's any good. I don't like believe anything she said. She said these things, but then within 3 months, every single thing that Kevin told her happened within 3 months. Now, the reason she didn't like the reading was because there were things in there that she did not like the reading. Some of the things she couldn't believe would happen. Like one of the things I said, you're going to have to take another job. You're not going to like the other job, but you're going to have to take it. And she thought to herself, I would just never do that. Well, guess what? She had to do it. And it happened. And everything that was told to her during that reading happened. So she called her friend back. She goes, yeah, everything she said absolutely 100% happened exactly the way she said it. So then her friend came to see me. So sometimes you might get information from me that at the time you think this isn't accurate, this isn't going to happen, there's no way I'm going to fight this tooth and nail, I would never do this, I would never do that. And then you come back and you go, okay, everything happened the way you said it was going to. I need to know where to go from here. So that doesn't, you know, when you're getting a reading, also be open to all possibilities, no matter who you're getting the reading from. I'm going to tell you, heaven will only tell you things to prepare you for your future. A lot of people say, I don't want to hear anything bad. I don't want to hear anything that's, you know what? If something bad is coming, tell me that first so I can start preparing for it, so I can get my mind in that right place, so I know the steps I need to take to be where I need to be. I don't want to be in denial. I don't want to be like, have a surprise that, you know, is going to turn out problematic. I would rather know those things and be prepared or take the steps I need to take. So whenever you are getting a reading, be open to all of these things and understand your reader, although she or he may be a conduit for heaven and make sure they're of light, that they're only channeling or all of their guides or whatever they're using is of heaven, of light. They are just a human. And, you know, I always tell people, this isn't me, not at all. It's above. And when you're working with me, heaven comes through me for you. And you, it's up to you, the information that you want by the end of this. So having said all of that, when I call your area code and 334, you're going to be first, but I'm not clicking you yet. When I call your area code, just tell me your name and where you're from, and then have either one question or one connection ready. And your question cannot be, what's going to happen over the next 6 months? That's a full reading. Go to my website and book me. Or what's going on? It needs to be a specific question because there are a lot of people waiting online. And the rest of it, that's not a specific question. That's a full-on reading. And again, go to my website and book me. And don't ask me who's around me, because again, that's a full-on reading and I don't do who's around me, because like I said, too many people come in and I want you to connect with who you want to connect with. So one specific question or one specific person from the other side. So 334, I'm clicking the button now. You should be live. Hello, 334, how are you?
Hi, Tony. This is Shakira from Alabama.
Shakira, how are you?
Yes,
oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I could not resist that. That just kind of flew out of my mouth. How are you today?
Mm-hmm. I'm fine. I do have a specific question.
Good. What is it?
And that is, it's about love all the time. Do you see love?
Yes, it is.
Do you see me needing someone?
No, to be honest, you're not going to meet someone soon, but here's what I'm going to do for you. First of all, I give clearings on the show, so anybody listening, re-listening, will also get this clearing. And here's what I'm going to tell you. You are going to meet someone in May or June. Now, between May and June, and that's not that far off, but between May and June, they want you to analyze and reanalyze, what do you really want in a relationship and in a man or a person, in a partner. What do you want in a relationship and what do you want in a partner? Because we think we know what we want, but then a lot of times somebody shows up and we're like, oh, I thought I wanted this, or, oh, I didn't specify this. So, for example, if you ask for somebody who's a really hard worker, be prepared for them to work from 8 in the morning until 9 at night and not have a lot of time for you. Just saying. Yes. here's what we're going to start with a clearing. I'm going to ask, she's ready, willing, and able to have a healthy blocking her from that. So you're good. On your end, you're good. You're ready. This is a timing thing. It is a total timing thing. So in May, June, and I feel like May is when you're going to meet this person. And this person, the term they're using is spectacular. You're going to meet them at an outdoor event. And when they say event, this can be anything from a fair or a festival. You know, when I say something, don't restrict it to this because this might be a date that the two of you go on. It might not be the first time you meet. But I'm seeing rides like that. I think it's called the Ferris wheel. The Ferris wheel, not the merry-go-round. Like I see a lit up Ferris wheel and it's kind of and I see a few other things. So I feel like you're going to meet this person or go with this person here. You do not know this person yet. This is not somebody from your past. This is not somebody you already know. And as a matter of fact, let the past go. Let everybody from the past go. Yes, and double down on that. And I feel like somebody from the past is going to be coming back in about a month. They have those holiday lonelies. Well, they can go be lonely, okay? But I do, let them be lonely, because that's not on you. That's on them. I do feel like they are going to come back, and they're going to have a very persuasive like argument for you, and you just need to shut it down. And anything they can do, here's what I'm going to tell you: anything they can do, you can do better. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Just say yes. But this person is going to have a very persuasive. You're going to almost be hooked, and you just need to stay solid in the fact. You need to let this go. And just be done with it. And
yes, ma'am.
And you're going to get through the holidays. You're going to be all good. In spring, you are going to be super, super, super itchy to meet somebody. I see March. You will think, I will go out with that puppy over there if it asks me out at this point. Don't.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold out a little longer, and in May, this person is going to pop in out of the blue, very unexpected. And as a matter of fact, you're going to be like, they're saying, taken aback by this. I don't know. I know what they're trying to say, but again, I don't hear the word that's supposed to just come through me. And it's almost like it's very unexpected. It's a very unexpected thing. That's not the best way to describe it, but it's the way I can describe it in this moment. So it is extremely unexpected, and it takes you by surprise. Takes you by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So when this does happen, make sure that you're in that time and place that, like, even though you're going to think when this happens, this timing couldn't be worse. Do your best to make it out. This person is patient and kind. I feel like this person is somewhat professional, and they are climbing. I believe they're climbing a corporate ladder or something like that. They're working their way up in business. Whatever the business is, they are working their way up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is this helpful?
Yes, ma'am. I'm taking it all in. I'm taking it.
Good.
Yes,
awesome.
Ma'am.
Remember, shut down the invite from the past in March. Just reel in your feelings and your loneliness, because spring is that time when we really want to, like, rehatch home life, so to say. And then in May, this person is going to take you by surprise, okay?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have an absolutely amazing week, and I do want to hear back from you and know how all of this turns out, okay?
You too, Tony. Thank you so much for the messages. I needed those.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
And you're welcome, and go make magic. Go make magic with yourself rather than others, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, and I absolutely did say I was going to do a clearing, so let's do a clearing for love. Pure and happy love is coming to all that are listening, so let's clear anything stopping or blocking that. And while that's clearing, I'm going to go to 561, Hey, 561, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you. And my question is the same as the last caller.
You want to know about love also when somebody's coming in?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I personally love, like all love. It doesn't mean so like if you could see my smile right now, I love when people ask me about love. So what's your first name, love? Hello?
Yes.
What's your first
especially
name?
Especially holidays are, yeah, Marissa. Especially Marissa. Holidays are coming.
Yeah, so Marissa, you know, Marissa, when I ask when are you going to meet somebody, the first thing I get is November. Now, here's the tricky part about getting a month like this that's so close. Then I have to ask, is it this November or next November? Because we might be looking at a year away here. So I am going to ask them, is she going to meet somebody this month? Okay, so here's the deal. You are going to meet somebody this month. It is not going to be a long-term relationship, okay? Don't invest a lot in this relationship, even if it does take you through the holidays. Because I feel you're going to meet somebody. Okay, so you are going to meet somebody this month, and I feel like it's going to be like a couple of dates, and it's such a problematic time to meet somebody new because during the holidays when you meet somebody new, it's like, okay, what do we do? Like if you just kind of met somebody and you've known them for 6 weeks, what do you do for that Christmas? Or if you've known them for a month, don't invest too much in this person. It's not going to last, but it is somebody to talk to. It is somebody to pass time with. I do see you, like, possibly meeting a couple of times, but in January, February, somebody else is coming in, and this is going to be a better person. Now, some people say that I'm going to skip, and that some people would be me. I'm going to skip the November person because I don't like wasting my time with people that are not the person. I just want to get me to the person. But the pre-people are people who can help you understand better what you want and what you don't want. And for me personally, the pre-people really help you appreciate the real people. So I've obviously dated a couple of people, and then I realize, you know, these guys are whatever. And then when the real person comes along, you're like, oh, my God, I'm so grateful for this because he is not these people. So having said that, and he doesn't do these stupid game playing, wait 48 hours to call or whatever it is. He's like the real person compared to the pre-people. You know, you have that great comparison, and it gives you a great deal of gratitude or who this person is. So in January, somebody's going to come along, and this is such a better person. And I want to tell you, date this person. You're going to date them through January and February. And then I know what you're going to say or think on the next mark, but in March, the person's coming. Okay, but you have to date these other two people. Have fun. Get some pasta with them. Have conversation. Don't invest too much in them. So you have two people coming in and then the real deal, okay? And it's okay to date a little bit before the real deal comes in and just learn what you want and what you don't want from that, okay, sweetie?
Oh, thank you so much and have a happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
You? Oh, you too. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I am going to tell you I'm here every single Monday at noon, and you can call every Monday at noon, and then the second Tuesday of the month I do Psychic Medium Tony G, and that show you can call into also. It's a TV show. until next week, have an absolutely amazing rest of the week and make some magic.